An observation about the JonBenet Ramsey case. It's a theory about accidental or unintended murder within the house. There's a chance, as far off and unlikely it may seem, I don't believe it's very unlikely given the circumstances, the evidence. And the theory is basically that one of the parents was a sleepwalker. I believe more likely than not, Patsy Ramsey may have been a sleepwalker, more likely than John, I believe. And again, you got to look at the history, the context at the time. Patsy had been a cancer survivor just recently, perhaps even during that time, still taking medication, or she had just finished a very severe and traumatic treatment, chemo, I believe, and perhaps other types of treatment. And she was just recovering from that at the time, I believe. Recently, I'm talking within weeks or months, she was considered cancer-free, and she may have been still on drugs. She may have still had side effects from the drugs she was still taking. I don't think that has been determined or has been made public what types of drugs, if any, Patsy was taking, or what types of drugs she recently took. It is hard to determine. However, I believe it to be possible to determine the side effects that she may have been experiencing, especially when it comes to sleep patterns, any kind of insomnia. Apparently, or very clearly, she was a very dedicated, even some would say overly dedicated mother, and she was very, very tale-driven. Some would call it obsessive, obsessed, a perfectionist, as had been or has been reported. She was very detail-driven with decorations, with the pageants. She was very demanding of herself when it comes to performance. Most likely, she was very demanding of her daughter. So you can say that she was quite obsessed with her work life, her activities, things she did, the things she built, whether it was around the house. She was reportedly a very creative person. So she may have grown obsessive, especially considering the effect that drugs may have on that type of behavior. She may have lost sleep during travels, during events, during gatherings, occasions, family gatherings, the pageants, and everything else that may have been going on in her life. She was known to volunteer a lot, do all kinds of activities for family, friends. She was apparently involved very closely in church. So she had a lot on her plate. I think maybe too much. And perhaps she was an insomniac. She suffered from insomnia. Again, this is just speculation. This is just theories, hypotheses of mine, but I believe them to be arguably likely. So she may have been a sleepwalker. She may have been acting that night and doing things unconsciously or on her subconscious. Her body may have been driven to do things she would have never done consciously or on her right mind, however you want to call it, however you want to frame it, or awake, fully awake, or outside of the effect of drugs or side effects. Who knows? It could be a combination of those facts. Drugs, insomnia, lack of sleep, sleep apnea. These are all, I believe, possibilities that need to be looked at. She may have been feeding JonBenet late at night when everyone else was sleeping pineapple with milk. As the evidence shows, it was pictured, photographed on the table, the kitchen table. She may have been also, JonBenet did eat pineapple or something similar, very similar to it, as the autopsy revealed. So my hypothesis is that Patsy Ramsey, unfortunately and tragically, got up unconsciously as a sleepwalker and walked the child up. The child did not make a fuss, did not make any noise, because she recognized her mother. So no one was awake or awakened. Perhaps no noise was made. She perhaps acted very sneaky. Again, subconsciously fed the child pineapple with milk. The child perhaps negated her or tried to go back to sleep or defied her one way or another. And that enraged this unconscious person, and to the point of basically grabbing a blunt object, perhaps the mag light flashlight that was on the table, and striking the child with extreme force, knocking the child unconscious, perhaps killing the child at that moment. Perhaps everyone woke up because of the noise at that moment. Perhaps it was decided that something must be done. And unfortunately, she may have been the dominant figure at that moment. As mentally unstable and disabled she may have been at the time. I say this because I know that you can become someone completely different when you are in a mental crisis. You can become all of a sudden so dominant and assertive that you basically say what goes. You can say what goes, and others, however dominant they may have thought they were, will follow your every command. And in the gravity of the situation, this may have taken place, and Patsy may have basically concocted a cover-up, a very clever cover-up that apparently fooled everyone. Although, with all the mistakes and all of the inconsistencies, it was quite clever and quite believable to her. Although it had a lot of holes, she concocted and made up a story very creatively as the person she was, wrote the note, and coerced John Ramsey to go along with this, with the storyline, with the cover-up. Because what other choice did he have? Perhaps it was revealed at that moment, that day, who knows, of some sort of sexual abuse that went on in the house. Who knows? And Patsy may have lost it. Patsy may have lost it and perhaps became violent and struck the child, rendering the child dead. She concocted a cover-up, a story. The garrote and the asphyxiation, the strangulation, seems a little harder to explain. However, it could be very well explainable by the cover-up, by the fact that John went along with the cover-up and decided to basically make it a bit more believable by performing a fake crime scene of an strangulation. Another theory that kind of goes along with this is that the molestation that may have been going on in the house may have taken place, and Patsy discovered it and lost it, and basically things got violent and the child may have been struck during the violence, and the cover-up ensued again by Patsy becoming dominant and taking hold of the situation and demanding what was to go on, what was going to be the storyline, what was going to happen. So the kidnapping theory and story took place, or was made up, by Patsy. The note was written by Patsy, and I believe this may have occurred in her subconscious, explaining why she acted as when she eventually went back to bed, which I believe occurred, thinking it was a nightmare, thinking it was in her head. She woke up maybe a couple of hours later, still with her same clothes as the night before. And she woke up thinking or forgetting all about the nightmare and coming into the reality of what she herself had done just hours before. And basically, her mind believing in the situation that she found herself in, the reality that she now found herself in, which is a kidnapping situation. And that's when she called the police, believing everything was all about a kidnapping and forgetting everything about any kind of killing, murder, violence, molestation. That was apparently blocked and completely masked in her mind, to a point that she could not remember. And again, I believe this may have been an effect or consequence from the drugs, the insomnia, or a combination of the two. Exhaustion, or again, the combination of all these factors. It may be or may seem far-fetched, but with all the evidence that we have and the fact that no arrests, no one has been found even to be sufficiently suspicious to bring charges, the crime remained unsolved. So this theory may need a little more development, of course, but I believe it to be very plausible. Let me know what you think. Thank you very much. Have a great day.